Fuck. Welcome to the show.
Ah, there's a hot mic earlier, but nobody knows about it. Wait, will he say it?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing it a little differently. We got the welcome to the show, and then I changed it out because I hate the co-host. I don't hate the co-host. This feels more appropriate for some reason tonight. Welcome to the show. It's September 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Whoppy. My co-host.
Taking dabs.
Tonight, on Whoppy's Weasel, we're gonna figure some stuff out, I guess. I don't know. It's always it's different but the same. And that's what we can... That's what America needs right now, I think. If you're listening, live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. My co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, the co-host of the Comos. He pretty much runs the show, kinda. I think. Do you? Or...
I'm kinda like... I don't know. I'm just a guy.
He's just a guy.
I'm here. Yep. I'm here for moral support. And, like, I usually pick one of the songs for the beginning of the show. And then Whoopi picks the other one.
Co-host.
And then we do calls.
Which we're about to get this phone ringing. Thanks
Whoopi's
for listening.
Whoopi's the one who's intelligent. I'm the one with, like, just dab headache.
Hard R.
Alright, go Whoopi, go. Hard R.
I have no clue what the hell I'm saying to any of these people tonight. Alright, I'm just gonna mark this as no. Live on the air. Our first call is a strike.
The award-winning Holiday Inn Express, Sarnia Point Edward. Please select from the following options for service. For new reservations, press 1. For cancellations and reservation changes, press 2. For group sales and events, press 3. For all other needs, please press 0.
Ah.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Uh-oh. I'm so unprepared tonight.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express, Sarnia Point Edward. How can I help you?
Hi, is this a hotel?
Yeah, it is a hotel in Sarnia Point Edward, sir.
Ooh.
The Holiday Inn
Express. Nice. I want to, am I allowed to do this in the room? Like, you know that little bowl with the water in it? It's in, like, the room with the shower?
I didn't get that, sir. Can you please say that one more time?
It's like a little bowl, and it has, like, water in it, and it's got a handle. Am I allowed to touch on the handle at all?
The handle of the...
the bowl.
Shower?
Yeah.
You can turn it to come the water, sir. Yep, you can.
Right.
You're allowed to touch. Yep.
I'll touch it. Hold on real quick. There we go. Is that the right one for the shower?
Beg your pardon, sir?
Is that the right one for the shower?
Yep, sure.
How do I, like, do it then?
For the shower?
Yeah, because it just made it go, like, around and around in the bowl. So if I have to, like, put my head in there, like...
So, I didn't really mean what you're asking, so... if you can tell your room number, I can come upstairs to help you if you want.
It's 55?
Like if you Hey, if you want to tell me your room number, then I can come to your room and help you.
Well, because I'm dirty. Like, I was rolling outside in the mud and the dirt. So it's a little bit embarrassing to, like present myself to you, or, like, you know where I'm at. So, so I just, like, stick my... How do I start out with this one? Do I just, like, get a, like, a towel or something? Or... Because I gotta, like... Alright, put my foot in.
Yeah, you can just do the shower or bathtub, and then you can just turn the shower on, so that's fine.
It seems like it's gonna take a while for me to do it like this. Like, I put my foot in, and I just... It like, gets it a little bit, but the dirt's still on. And I, like, have to use soap or something on it. And it's cold.
If you turn it, it will just go to heat, I think so.
All right, let me turn the handle again. It's still cold.
Still cold?
Yeah.
So I think if you twist it to the left side, I think it's the hotter side of the shower, sir.
Oh, it just goes down. It just goes down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me do it again. Yeah, just like, it goes down and it swirls. And then it fills back up.
Yeah, so I don't think I can help you with this in the phone. Hello?
It's it looks like a chair, I guess. Is it like a different style? I'm from the United States.
So it's a different chair?
Yeah, it's like a chair made out of like white stuff. Like it's hard white. Like shiny hard white, like glossy hard white. It's got a handle, and I stick my foot in, and hold on. It gets the foot kind of wet, but like I have to get like real deep down in there.
Yeah, so what's your room number, sir?
14.
Pardon me?
14.
14?
Yeah. But I don't... Because I'm embarrassed to, like, do it. Like, in front of you.
So what's the... So what's your address, sir? Which hotel are you in right now?
I live on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So I think you called the wrong hotel then.
Oh, I called this hotel. Like, what's your... Is it... It's in Point Edward.
Yeah, it's in Point Edward. So it so
1460 Venetian.
Yeah, the 1460 Venetian Boulevard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So what is your room number or number type, sir?
14. It was 14. Like 114, like 214, 314. But I don't. Because it's embarrassing to like do it in front of you. In this room, because it's got the door on it, and the door's got a lock.
Yeah.
It's like a private room.
Yeah, like you can, if there's any way you can figure it out what you want, then that should be fine.
Do I have to stick my head in there? Because I can, like, get on my knees on the floor, and I can fit my head in there, and it can touch on my face and get a little bit of my hair, but whenever I, Oh, sorry, it got in my mouth. It gets in my mouth a little bit because, like, the way I have to angle it and, like, up my nose.
I'm really not sure how to help you, sir, because...
I gotta, like, put the seat up on it. And there's, like, a lid, too.
A lid?
Yeah. Like, when you shut it, it covers the bowl.
I'm not really sure about that, sir.
Oh, I thought it was normal.
Yeah, because If you want to help you with someone, then I can request a maintenance call tomorrow if there's anything wrong in the room.
Because there's this bowl of water, there's a sink, and then there's a spigot on the ceiling, I guess, or like out the wall. But I don't know how that one works, and this bowl with the water in it just seems to be the right choice for me. I can only actuate it with one hand. So whenever my hand's been dirty, I've just been putting the soap on and like dunking it, and then I touch the handle and it does this. It swirls in a circle, and it like drains and goes down, and then it fills back up the bowl in the room with the water in it, the white bowl with the seat.
Yeah, so is it the water not draining?
It's going down good, but then it fills back up whenever I touch on the handle.
If it's a water draining issue, I think that the lever is back side of the pipe, so that lever downwards or upwards to drain water.
Is there a limit to how many times I can touch it on this? Because I'm not sure how much water it's going to use. Like, all right, it filled back up again. Like I pull on it, pull down, pull down, and then it makes the noise, like it gurgles. I mean, it can't be like infinite water. It's gonna end somewhere.
If you're comfortable with me, come upstairs and help you, then I can help you. There is nothing I can do with that, sir.
What should all be in this bathroom here? Because there's like a sink, a spigot in the wall or the ceiling or something. I didn't have a look at it. It looks like there might be a curtain or a door. I'm not good with that stuff. And then there's this bowl. And it's got like a towel, like a thin, like... I've been using them to like dry off my hands after I clean myself up, but like it like tears apart really easy.
I literally don't get how to help you, sir.
What should all be in this bathroom?
Pardon me?
What should all be in this bathroom then? I don't think I'm allowed to be behind the curtain.
Yeah, like if you can give us a call to move, if there is anything we can help you.
Because it gurgles whenever I touch the handle and it swirls down. Like if I put stuff in there and I touch on the handle, it disappears because it goes like down into the drain, I guess.
Yeah, so I think if you just press it, I think the drain will go off.
Okay, let me touch it again.
I don't understand the situation.
It's like a glassy, like porcelain, like a coffee cup sort of material, like bowl on the floor, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you touch on the handle, and the water goes down, and it swirls and it fills back up.
Yes, sir. I cannot help you without coming to the room, sir. There is nothing I can do.
What is it then? Like, what should all be in this? Can you give a list of what should be in the bathroom?
There should be like the Kleenex and some hand wash and all shampoo stuff like that.
What fixtures are there? Because I see a sink and I see like a wall spigot. I don't know what else I'm looking at though.
Yeah, or else if you can come down to the front desk, then we can...
Does the bowl swirl for you, too?
Yep.
Wait, whenever you use the bowl in the room, does it, like, swirl when you touch the handle?
Yep.
It does? What all fixtures are in this bathroom? Because I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. Like, there's the sink. I don't know what else is in there.
I cannot hear you well, sir.
Oh.
So,
the wall spigot looks like a pasta arm.
Yeah, there is something happening in between the voice, so...
Oh. Well, it's, I touch on the handle and it makes the noise and it, the water whooshes down?
Yeah.
So that's normal. Oh, you are breaking up pretty good. Oh, and it hung up. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's Weasel Wuppy.
Welcome to the show.
It's Weasel Wuppy every September 18th, 2025. I'm not sure that man understood what I was trying to say, Adam. It shouldn't have worked as good as it did.
I don't know what I'm gonna say to these people, but here we go.
Thank you for calling Four Points by Sheraton Point Edward, Sarnia. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can direct your call. Press 1 for new reservations. Press 2 for Boston Pizza. Press 3
Boston
to reach our sales manager for group bookings
of
10 or more rooms or for corporate rate inquiry.
No, I just think it's
press
funny.
Press 4 to speak with our catering manager regarding event or meeting space inquiries. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you may dial it at any time. Press 0 to speak with a guest or a front desk associate.
So they can talk to a guest.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Pick up. I'd have to change this one into a no. Five, four, three, two, one. Bye. Oh, Ray, I should get you a hotel. What's up with all the silence?
You should give me a list of ideas.
I don't have any ideas.
Me either.
Good evening, Holiday Inn Express and Suites in New Liskers. Shelly speaking.
Gang, what up? It's your boy James Scruggs. How's it going tonight?
Yourself? Good?
Dude, I'm living it. I'm up here in my room right now, and I just wanted to say service here tonight has been top tier, A+. So I just had a couple questions about my room, if that's all right. So basically, I was just wondering, is it like the standard, I can smoke as long as it's under the bed type of room? Because like,
nope.
For the most part, every room I've ever been in, I can just smoke under the bed. As long as I'm under the bed, no one can usually tell. Oh,
no.
She didn't like that.
Do you want to try again?
That was pretty bad. Yeah, I'll try again. I'm going to try a completely different approach.
Okay. I think you didn't say you were living in decadence.
I should say I'm living in decadence.
Living in utter decadence!
But I'm staying here for the night. Oh, shit.
Good evening, the Waterfront Inn Hotel.
Hey man, how's it going? It's your boy James Scruggs. I'm out here. I'm living in Decadence, but I'm staying here for the night.
Who's calling?
I'm up
who's
here.
Who's calling?
It's James. It's your boy James Scruggs. I'm here in room. I'm just chilling tonight, but I just wanted to know if you knew where I could get some trim around here.
No,
it's a good
I don't.
Spot for you getting some trim. You don't know?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
Damn, you know. I was trying to get a whole bunch of trim tonight.
Okay. Are you coming in?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm up in the room. I've been smoking cigarettes under the bed, just trying to figure out where I can get me some trim.
Oh, yeah. What room are you in?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in my room. The one y'all gave me. You're like, this is the key to your room. And I was like, sick, thanks. You told me how to get there, and that's the last I remember of it. Sometimes in the life of a gangster, you just gotta let stuff go, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Sorry, I can't help you,
that's
my friend.
What it is. Well, no, I mean, you helped me plenty. I figure the front desk is not the place to look for some trim. So you got it. You're killing it. You're out there.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, dog. You stay hyphy. I'm going to take a fat dab just for you.
All right, thanks for the call. Got to run.
All right, dog.
See you later. Thank you.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a cool guy. I need to make note of that he's a cool guy. God, I feel like I can't find my tabs in my windows. But I really can't. I don't know. Here, I put this list over on... Any three monitors is what it boils down to you here on Whoopi's Weasel, or Weasley Whoopi. Weasley Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. Co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Just performed that call.
James, if you're nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But only if you're nasty.
I think there's something to that call I did. Hello? 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 That was weird. It's like there's a ghost on the other end.
Carnal Lobster speaking. How may I help you?
How do I use the, because I opened the door in the room and there's like one area is like a sink and like a curtain or a door or something. And then there's this bowl one and I don't know how that one works. Like at all.
Hmm?
There's this one that's like it looks, you know how like a coffee cup is? It looks like that, but it's like a big, big bowl. And it's like there with water in it. You know what I mean? Or what I'm saying?
I'm confused.
It's got like, it's got like a handle, and whenever, I'll touch on it here. It does that one. I just don't know how that goes then. Or if it's like using water. Because, like, if it's refilling every time, I mean, that feels like a waste of water, don't you think?
The toilet flushing?
Is that what that is? I thought, because I put my foot in there and, like, used a soap on it, and it cleaned it good, but it's different now. Pardon my accent, I'm not from this part of the world.
Oh, because
yeah.
What I just heard, personally, That sounded like the toilet flushing.
This? Let me touch on it again. And it gurgles. Yeah. Is this a toilet?
Right next to the bathtub?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the toilet.
Oh. I don't know how that one works, and what do I... Is it like a private thing I have to figure out, or...
What do you mean, how it... I'm confused on how it works?
How do you, like, not... Like, does it, like, bring the water up and put it in?
Okay, so you do your business in the toilet.
Yeah.
And then you push down that lever, like I keep hearing, I'm assuming you do.
All right.
So you've just flushed the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, flush the toilet?
Yes. That's what it sounds like.
Now what?
That's it.
Oh.
You don't do anything else to it.
Okay.
You just let it do the noises it makes.
Okay.
It's perfectly normal, and it does what it does, and that's it. That's all you gotta do to it.
I put, like to clean it off, I put it in there? Or, like, if my, like dirt, I put it in there?
Don't put dirt in a toilet.
Okay.
You put urine or poop in a toilet?
Oh. Oh, that's what it's for?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I have a shovel. That's how I do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So the toilet is used for essentially human waste.
Okay.
And then if you want to bathe, like have a shower, you go into the bathtub that's right next to it.
Okay.
Like to wash your feet or to wash your body or whatever you need to wash. Like.
And I found glass. Like, how do I get rid of that?
You found glass?
Yeah, it's like a little bottle. Here, I'll throw it. Or hit it. Yeah, I'm throwing it. In, like, the toilet? Is that okay?
What?
I don't know. I have never been to Canada before.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the bottle?
It was, like, a milk jug. Like a plastic milk jug. So do I bring those to you if I find them?
Sure, because I'm not entirely sure what it is.
It just feels wrong to throw it in the toilet, I guess, is what I'm trying to put together here. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you have put humanly waste in this container?
Yeah. It's like a ship in a bottle sort of situation. And a milk jug. And I take it out with the shovel and I make it go under that style way. And then it's good to go.
No, you can use the toilet to urinate and poop into and then flush it like you've been doing.
Oh, okay. And I had wrappers from like a chips bag.
Okay.
Which one does that one go into?
It is I guess you could call it an off-white container.
Okay.
Not the blue one, the other one.
Okay.
You should have two of those in your room.
Okay. I put it in there.
Okay.
The big one by the toilet?
Yeah, it's just an empty chip bag.
Yeah. And I turned on the water on that one, and now it's, like, raining on it.
Did you turn on the shower?
Is that what that is?
The thing right next to the toilet?
Yeah, I have it on. I'll look at... Oh, I looked up at it, and it got, like, wet inside my mouth.
Yes, that would be the shower.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. So, am I good?
Yeah, it sounds like it, for sure.
And my socks are wet. I didn't know if you were allowed to be behind the curtain or not.
Yeah?
So we're allowed to be?
Yes.
Because
I
heard pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's just an old saying.
Oh.
You don't have to worry about it. It's okay.
And so I do water in there, too, I can? Or is it allowed to be?
So in the shower, you go and you wash yourself.
Oh.
Like you bathe. That's what the shower does.
Oh, okay.
Or that's what it's there for.
All right, that's good. And so what do I use for that? Is it like a stick? Or a leaf?
No, there is little towels by the sink hanging up.
Okay.
You can use one of those and a bar of soap and
all right.
Clean yourself that way if you choose to. And then there is bottles that are stuck to the wall.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen those are shampoo and conditioner for your hair.
Okay.
I'm assuming you have some on your head?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, there you go. So you can wash just like that.
And so I put it on and then I go in?
Yeah, you can turn on the water and set it to how hot or how cold you would like it.
Okay.
And go have a nice shower.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Thank you. You've been patient with me. I'm just new.
Yeah.
I'm different. I don't know how it works here. I'm from Texarkana, so it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not a problem. It's all good.
Yeah.
No worries.
Thank you, Sheila? Shelly?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, so I was speaking to Shelly, or someone was talking about Shelly. Sarah, thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm happy to help.
I love you, platonically style. Like, friendship.
Yep, all good, don't worry.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
All right. How do I hang it up on the phone, like, make it stop?
So, are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you take the phone away from your ear, you should see maybe a red circle. Or I can just hang up and it should end the call.
You try that. I don't know how to touch on it.
Okay, not a problem. All right, have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
They do things real differently in Texarkana, huh?
Yeah.
Different in Texarkana.
Because there's a stick.
Safety stick, Texarkana style.
I don't know why she stayed on the line so long.
She's very patient. Best way to put it.
What a nice lady. What a nice lady.
What a lady.
Sarah.
Whoa,
Sarah,
whoa,
nice
whoa.
Lady.
She's a lady. You know?
Yeah.
Tom Jones style.
Peanut style. Yeah,
Peanut style.
What? Whoppy Weasel.
Wait, it's my turn.
Yeah.
I don't have any ideas, but other people have ideas.
Thank you for calling to the Auberge Inn. Did you know you can save big by booking online? Simply visit our website at www.theaubergeca and use
Please hold while we connect your call to extension
700.com. JuniorRat.com, everybody.
Get to JuniorRat.com. Or Genie.
Just vibing. This royalty-free music.
Thank you for calling. You have reached the private and confidential voicemail for Jeff Davis. Please leave a detailed message at the tone, and I will return your call within 24 hours.
Jeff Davis.
Thank you, and have a great day.
I don't think...
No, I didn't want to do this. I was trying to get the front desk.
Okay, I hung up on him.
I was going to say more to him. If you're listening to this, just delete it, man. There's
it's private.
Here.
We can't talk to it. It's private. It's very, very private and very secure. It's like a secure line.
Well, confidential and private.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that. But maybe. You never know.
I think if we talked to that, we would all go to jail over aboutit.com. JuniorRat.com.
Oh, I want to go to jail about it.
Everyone goes to jail about it one of these days. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail about it. Hey, Dragomir, how much progress are you making doing your editing? Are you doing good progress? Are you making good progress? Everyone loves Dragomir and the corn down. Hello?
Hello?
What's cracking,
yes,
homeboy?
Can I help you?
Hello? What's up? It's your boy, James, Jimmy. I'm up here in my room right now, and I just had a kind of a weird question, but I was just wondering, is there, like, a limit to how much I can use the toilet when I'm here? Like, am I on, like, a flush budget, or am I good to just let her rip?
Why do you ask a question like that? Toilets, which room are you in?
I'm in my room.
What room are you in?
The one that you guys gave me. It's the one that you guys gave me. I'm not sure of the number. You just said that here's your room, and I was like, all right, cool, and I went up there. And, like, I've had to poop a lot tonight. And so, like, I'm just making sure that there's no limit to how many times I can flush this bad boy.
Is there a leisure urine? You're checked into leisure in?
Oh, yeah.
Which motel are you checked into?
The one that's, you know, here, the one I'm calling.
I know, buddy,
Google.
But which motel? What's the name of the motel you checked into?
I'm not your buddy, guy.
I think you got the wrong number.
I'm a customer, and I'm asking a very simple, though weird question. I'll admit it's weird, but, like, I've had to use the bathroom probably 40 times since I checked into my room, and that was only 2 days ago. So I'm just making sure I've got unlimited flushes. That's all.
What's your name?
My name's James.
James what? What's the last name?
Scruggs. Scruggs. James Scruggs.
Scruggs.
Yeah.
And when did you check in, sir?
I don't know. It was probably a couple nights ago.
I think you called the wrong number. You'll have to go down to your reception.
I didn't use the name James Scruggs when I checked in.
Oh, what a fucker.
Oh.
What a weasel. He's trying to weasel out. Here on the Whoopi's Weasel. I'm Whoopi, your host. It's currently September 18th, 2020. Oh, September 18th. Because September's the ninth month. And if you add 9 to 9, that's 18. I'm your host, Whoopi, with my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live in the studio. James, if you're freaky and ready to get down in the skeet.
James.
I said James.
James. James Scruggs.
James and then contraction with is.
I'm
James.
Just fucking with y'all. It's James. Your boy. You know what time it is.
It's a real math fact, though. Do you concur?
I can't cur.
That man was a weasel, though. Did you check the Mumble? Because I posted the thing there.
Yeah, I never look there.
Okay.
I'm dumb.
Oh, we had all these North Carolina numbers to call.
Hello, Helibody Beach Hotel. How can I help you?
I have a problem with toilet. How do I use toilet? How do I use Dutch on it?
Or
do I touch on it? Fill up the bowl? Or do I get on under the shower? Activate the shower curtain? Do I do the shower curtain? Whenever I get
Hello?
In the shower, how do I operate the shower when I get the shower curtain? Hello? Do I touch on this? Now it's wet. It's wet. My socks are wet. My pants are wet. My shirt is wet. I am wet now. What do I do about it if I get wet in the hotel room? I am soaked. I went under the shower. I turned it on and it completely drenched me with water. Dihydrogen monoxide, if you want to use the scientific name about it. What do I do about it?
I'm not able to follow what you're trying to say, sir. What is
I touch on the handle on the bowl and it does this. And it goes down, it swirls down, deep, and I put my foot in it, and now my foot is wet, it's wet, my pants are wet, my shirt is wet, my hair is wet, my glasses are wet, they're covered in water, the copper, they're made of copper, they're... She hung up. That was stupid. She caught me off guard, though, speaking as fast as she did. Does that count?
No.
Okay. Pick up. Right, they get a big no by their name. Let me try another number. Gosh darn it. Just do it. I don't know what these are. There's this copy of numbers. None of these have names. I guess we'll find out. But I think these are fast food places. Come on. Pick up. God. We just got pranked. I'm sorry. What the? Fax. It's a fax machine. There's the music. if you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. My co-host, Jimmy Scruggs.
Thanks
and I
for calling your neighborhood Food Lion, where customer service is our top priority. Our store hours are from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. To hear our holiday hours, please press 1. To speak with an associate in one of our departments, please press 2. Have quest for deli, bakery, please press 1. For produce, please press 2. For perishable, including meat, frozen food, and dairy, please press 3. For please wait while we transfer your call.
Food Lion of Marksville, how may I help you?
Hi, Rockersville. I have like a meat. So, how do I do it?
What is it exactly?
It's like I found it. It has like a Food Lion like wrapper on it, but it got scratched and the label just says meat.
Gotcha. What are you trying to do?
I guess use it. I don't know how you, like, the. How do I use it? Is the.
Are you trying to return it? Like, what are we talking about?
I guess, if that's how we do it.
Let me transfer it over to my manager, okay?
Oh. It's different. Oh, no. No, I'm not. Not even playing with the toilet can make me sit through that. Welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live. I've had to pee really badly for the past 10 minutes or so, but not until I get a phone call. I don't know what this is either. Live on the air. I'm drinking out of the can. Come on. No. Just no. Hi.
Thank you for calling Domino's. All calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. If you would like to place a new order, please press 1. To follow up on an existing order and for all other inquiries, please press 2.
I'll do what I can.
You'll have to entertain the people if I'm not back.
Thank you for calling Domino's. All calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
Oh.
If you would like to place a new order, please press 1.
Oh.
Yep.
To follow up on an existing order, and for all other inquiries, please press 2.
2. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck's that so loud?
That one is Marshall.
Damn, hello?
Hello?
Domino's, what up, man? How's it going? I had an order that I got, and I just wanted to say how fantabulous it was, because it was, like, really fucking good. So I just wanted to commend each and every one of you down there at the Domino's, because I'm telling you, this was, like, a 10 out of 10, just, like, perfect all the way around. Get it? Because, like, the pizza is round. But I kind of did have, like, a weird issue afterwards. After I ate my pizza, this little, like, I don't know, he was like a junior rat kind of guy. He came up and he was like, bro, that was supposed to be my pizza. And it turns out that junior rat did order a pizza. And I guess he never got his pizza. So do you have an order for junior rat? Is there like an order sitting there named junior rat? Because he was supposed to get one,
junior
too.
Rat.
Junior. Yeah, junior rat. It's like junior rat's quest for pizza tonight. I'm calling the last Domino's that I got food from was like really racist. And so I didn't want to order from them anymore. Because like they called me the N-word and I'm white. So like I don't really understand.
did you order the one in Moxville?
I think so, yeah. Like, whichever one isn't super racist, because I remember I marked it down on the map as just racist.
Okay, alright. I don't have a order for Junior Rat.
That's so weird. All right. Well, I think he's probably gonna just come down. He said he was gonna deal with it himself, but I figured since I was already calling to let you guys know how delicious my pizza was.
Well, I'm glad.
I figured I'd ask about the junior rat. Yeah, and none of you guys called me the N-word, which was really nice, cause like it was jarring. But have you ever tried to order a pizza and then someone's just blasting you with a hard R?
No.
Yeah, it's really strange. I think it's because I was asking him if the pepperoni's curled up. Like, but I wanted to know. Like, if the pepperoni's curl up or not. You got an infectious laugh, dog. You got an infectious laugh.
Adorable.
Oh, man.
You should go to, like, stand-up comedy events when they're recording the special, just so that you can make the show that much better.
That's you, bro.
Nah, bro. No. But either way, if you see my boy Junior Rat, let him know that James said what up. Just give him a look and be like, James Scruggs says what up. James Scruggs.
Dang, that's my name, bro.
That's your boy. James Scruggs?
Nah, but my name is James.
Oh, hell yeah. We're brothers. That's
something
my brother
like that.
James. Hell yeah. Hey, man. You know what time it is. How is it in there tonight? You guys having a good night?
Yeah, man. You having a good night, bro?
Bro, I'm having the best night. You couldn't even imagine what kind of night I'm having. I was chilling with my boy Junior Rat. He was chilling. And Fancy the Squirrel.
I appreciate the compliment, bro.
It was the best pizza I ever had, and those pepperonis were curling so nice.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. You have a good night, bro. All right?
Yeah, man. You as well. I hope that everything works out for you real nice. You should go to juniorrat.com. You should, because Junior Rat, he's trying to make a name for himself on the internet. So he's got himself a domain. So juniorrat.com. You can check out Junior Rat and learn more. And when you see him tonight, remember James Rat, Scruggs.
All right, I got you, bro. I got you.
Tell him you're my brother.
Hey, you're my brother too, bro.
All right. Stay black, dog.
All right, you too, bro. Peace.
I'll try, man. You have a great night.
You too, man.
All right, peace. Oh, I'm in tears. Is Whoopi still peeing? No, God. Whoopi, I was laughing so hard. That kid was laughing so much. He was geeking.
I came in and around in 2 minutes. That was good. What I heard was fucking good. That was great.
Thanks. I don't know what I was doing. I was geeking, though.
Erasing racism.
I wanted to see how many call ideas of the past I could throw into one call. That's why I switched from Junior Rat to the racist dominoes.
That's what we do here at Whoppy's Weasel or Weasley Whoppy. I don't know which one it is. You have to decide for me if you're listening live at roadserver.com/whoppy.
Can we call the show Erasism?
Erasism?
Yeah, as in like erasing racism, but in a snappy way.
I think that's interesting.
But also, as a secret special way, it could also just be e-racism, like racism on the internet.
Well, whatever the case is, if racism is not good. It's a hot take here.
We shouldn't be racist.
Live on the air, rogueserver.com/whoppy. Miro Swappy with my co-host Jimmy Scruggs. We're calling.
All right, Whoopi, get it go. Get it go.
Okay. 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 Come on, pick up. Get this. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I went there.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I get for you? Or what's the name for your order?
Oh, I had some, and I'm not sure, like, how to do it.
How to do what? I'm sorry.
Oh, the food?
Oh, to do a to-go order?
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, what to get, I think. Or, like, what's on the menu.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what this is. I've never been here before.
Oh, okay. It would be kind of difficult for me to read every single thing off to you, but we do have a menu on our website.
Oh, okay. My friend gave me this phone number, and he said called the phone number and asked him about getting food, but he didn't give me any more context.
Is there a certain thing that you're in a mood for?
Bread?
I'm sorry?
Like a bread?
A bread?
Yeah.
Like a sandwich or a pizza or your...
Because I don't know what this is.
Would you like for me to list off our pizzas or sandwiches to you?
Oh, it's pizzas and sandwiches?
Pizzas, okay. We have a Fat Boy pizza. That's all meat. We have a special pizza. That's basically like your supreme pizza. We have a skinny girl pizza.
Oh, okay.
That's basically all vegetables, and then we have a pizza salad, and you can also do a build-your-own pizza.
Yeah. Is this Casey's?
Yep. I'm sorry?
Is this Casey's? I don't know the name of it.
The restaurant?
Yeah.
This is DJ's.
DJ's? Oh.
Yep.
I copied down a whole list, and I didn't even put names on them or anything.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what I'm, if I, like, get it wet? Do I just dry it off then?
I'm sorry?
Well, my friend had gotten it and he has it wet.
Gotten what?
Like the pizza with the cheese on it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what you mean by what.
Like an
Alfredo base?
Yeah, he walked into a shower with it.
I'm sorry?
He walked into the shower with it, and then it, like, wetted the box down.
I'm not following.
Yeah, he had gotten it, and he had wetted the box down with water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is it still safe?
Sure.
I just don't want him to get sick.
Okay.
He put soap on before he did it.
I'm not quite sure.
I don't know either. I didn't even know what this was before, like, I got the information.
Okay, so would you like to put in an order?
It's a little too late for me right now for, like, a wet pizza, I guess. Sort of.
Okay.
Situation.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Oh, he had a pizza. And he, he sprayed water all over it in the shower.
Yes, sir, but what would you like to order?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, all right, have a good day, bye.
I love you.
Wow, what a jerk. She was rude.
I didn't know what the hell that was. I don't know what any of these are. I thought they'd just say the name when you get on the phone.
We should order a pizza to her work. I'll show her.
That's so mean.
Yes. You're supposed to be mean.
Welcome to Weasley Wuppy.
Welcome to the show.
I'm your host, Wuppy.
I'm your host, co-host, Fancy Squirrel.
Fancy Squirrel?
Fancy the Squirrel.
Wait, what's this number? I didn't put... I'm going to have to look these numbers up now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's utterly useless. What is this? What is this? Okay, this is a Sonic. You have something to fancy the squirrel in calling a Sonic, I think. There's something there.
Wait. It's your turn, though.
I just went.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Alright.
Because it's utterly...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is it Sonic?
Yes.
Awesome, so I got that part right at least. I was down there with my friends Junior Rat and Fancy the Squirrel. We got some cherry limeades and slushes. Hello?
Oh, what the fuck? She hung up instantly.
What a jerk. She hung up because my friends have weird names?
This country... This country has gone down the shitter ever since, they outlawed him.
Ever since I started taking huge bong rips and fat dabs.
Yeah, right down the shitter.
I have to take a poop.
For real?
No, not for real. I don't have to take a poop right now. If I had to take a poop, I would just do it. I got a wireless headset.
Hell yeah.
Pick up. Tell him to pick up, Whoopi.
James, is that you?
That's not what it sounds like when I go to the bathroom.
It's got like a little pitch.
It sounds like me, but there's just like every once in a while there's like a little bit of a strain in my voice. Where I'm like, okay. Talking.
Oh wait, I got numbers for you.
I had to poop my pants.
Remember before I started the show, what you were talking about? I guess? Just the one time, Adam?
Oh, the thingy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Back at it again?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling 53 Donuts at Winnipeg in the Tuxedo Park shopping area. For service in French, please press 3. We are currently open between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., 7 days a week. For store operating hours and location information, please press 1. For information on our fundraising program or to speak with a fundraising representative, please press 2. In order to speak with a store representative, please press 0. To repeat,
it is almost 10.
Good evening, Krispy Kreme Winnipeg. This is Nick speaking. How can I help you?
Back at it again at Krispy Kreme. What's going on? It's your boy James. I was just wondering, what kind of donuts y'all got up in that piece? What you got hot and ready right now?
Oh, fucking Nick. God damn it, Nick.
Eh, whatever. I really just wanted to say back at it again at Krispy Kreme.
We're all going to jail. Gonna try again at another Krispy Kreme or no?
I don't really have an idea for a Krispy Kreme.
I don't have any
ideas. Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme Donut at the Heartland.
I don't have any ideas either, but I can talk
to them. I'll ask them. Okay. I can do it. I'll ask them about that.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme. How may I help you?
Back at it again at Krispy Kreme. How's it going, Playboy? What's up tonight? How you been?
Good, thanks.
That's great. So I'm trying to get down there and get me some donuts. I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I'm just chilling. Trying to go down there with my posse in effect. We're going to get down there and get us some donuts. I was just wondering what kind of donuts y'all got hot and fresh and ready right now. You got them glazed donuts with that jism glaze on there?
Which one?
The jism.
We do have the shiny donuts.
The shiny jism glazed donuts.
Yeah, we have. But we have fresh. We are not having the on the line, like the hot ones.
Oh, there's no hot ones right now?
No, we don't have hot ones at the moment.
If I come down there, my girl, Fancy the Squirrel, she's coming with me. She'll flash her titties if you get some on the line there.
Sorry?
She'll show you her boobs if you get some hot and ready.
Sorry, we don't have hot ones.
Oh, man, you're killing me, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you're killing her. She
you
wants
guys
donuts
like,
more than I
the
do.
The fresh ones?
Yeah, well, we like the ones that come off that line, you know? We think that's really, really sweet and special.
We are getting the shells at the moment, sir.
You getting shells?
Yeah.
What for? Like, from the sea? Excuse me.
You didn't like that.
I'm sorry, I was just... You said we're getting shells at the moment. And I couldn't help myself laugh. Like, from the sea?
That's stupid. I have to say that.
It's super stupid, but whatever.
There's shells on it.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme. Please visit www.krispykreme.com for up-to-date shop hours. If you would like to leave feedback or address an issue online, please visit www.krispykreme.com/help. To speak with someone regarding your online order, please press 1. For in-shop purchases, please press 2. For My Sweet Rewards or gift cards, press 3. Thank you.
Mice Sweet. Oh, this is probably going to be a call center.
Hi there. Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme Customer Care. For quality assurance purposes...
That's a call center, I'm pretty sure. I wonder if I could talk to a real person there.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme. Please visit www.krispykreme.com.
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, no.
Thank you for calling Krispy.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Oh, no. I don't know what I'm unknowing, but... No. This is the part where the show gets real serious. There's no background music. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi, with my co-host, James Scruggs, also known as Jame if you're getting down and freaky in the sheets of skeets. We're live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. It's currently September 18th, 2025, and it's 10:03, 38 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. That's the most aggressive you can that's the most aggressive you can say that, I think.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme. Please visit www.krispykreme.com for up-to-date shop hours. If you would like
one,
please hold while I try to connect you. I'm sorry. No one is available to take your call. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, no. That was scary. I'll just mark that as... no. It seems Canadian Krispy Kreme's the only way to talk to a person. So I'm gonna call Tim Hortons about it. This is very exciting. The phone's ringing.
Here comes the Martins.
Hi, I have issue.
Yeah?
I went to, like, I get donuts. There's shells on them. On the,
sorry?
There's shells on my coffee and on the donut. Or the bit.
There's shells in the donut?
Yeah, like a seashell.
A seashell?
Yeah. Is that normal? I went to, like, the beach, and I had set them down on, like, the sand. So I don't... I had gone to the beach, and I set them down on the sand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is that normal for them to be on there like that, then?
Probably not.
Do I just pick them out and it's good to go?
No, I wouldn't eat it if it was seashell on.
Oh, is that... Are they poisonous or anything? Do you know?
Not really.
Oh. Do you, like, want to look at them with me?
Sorry?
Do you want to look at them with me? There are quite a few.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I went to the dog beach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you take dogs? Yeah. And the dog had some shells, too. He found some shells. You're pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
I love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Could have gone into a bye loop there. I don't know if that means anything, a bye loop. I gotta... I think the Dominoes or someone So send me a text message. Welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. We have phone calls to make. Welcome to the shoe. Like that. I think it's James' turn.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Red Lake, Ontario.
Boy, here comes another
classic.
Please
listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Jimmy Snow.
In the sheets.
Oh, shit.
Super 8, Red Lake.
What it do, Playboy? I'm up here chilling in my room. I've been doing some flip tricks on my fingerboard, and I had an issue. I flicked it just a little too hard, and I knocked one of my lights out. And it's all right, because I like the mood lighting, but I just wanted to make sure that everything would be okay. I'm not going to get charged for the bulb. You know, it was an accident. I was just trying to do a switch trick flip, you know? Just
flick
the light.
What room is that?
The room that you guys gave me, the one that I'm up here in.
I don't know who I'm speaking with. I don't know what room you are.
It's your boy James. Jimmy Scrugg. You know what time it is. Come on, you don't know just from my voice? You don't know just from my voice? You know, Playboy, it's me. I'm the guy with all the joints. I got a ton of joints. I probably gave the other guy like 5 joints. I told him to hand them out. Then give these to your homies. Damn, James, you a real one. I was like, that's right, you know, Jimmy Scruggs.
What's
you ever do
number?
A sick kickflip? I don't know the number for the room. I haven't been here that long.
All right, have a good night.
All right, man, you too. Peace.
Peace.
Man, peace be with you.
Oh, what a strange man. What a strange, weird man. On the telephone like that. Just saying all those words. In that order.
This fucking guy.
Oh, welcome to the show. I'm your host. Oh, you can speak.
Your bed music makes me want to rap. Makes me want to bust out a sick dick flip in freestyle rap format.
Oh, snap. It's your boy, Jimmy. Back at it with the rap.
Oh. If you don't know, then you don't go. I read that one.
Live on rogueserver.com. If you don't know, you don't go. Brought to you by juniorrat.com.
Live at Junior Rat. Wait, no, live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy with an H that's silent.
Whoopee. Pre-recorded at juniorrat.com, potentially, once the host feels like cutting up more phone call shows. I'm your host, Wuppy.
You're listening to a pre-recorded live stream. This was recorded last week.
Oh, yeah, it was. It's currently September 11th, 2025. It's 10:11:54 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. We're on sync with this. You got to spell it out as COM. Out of fear.
You got to spell it out like CUM.
Ooh. Biatch. Notorious BIZ.
JuniorRat.com. Send them an email.
I don't think they accept emails there or have it set
send
up.
Send them an email.
We don't know about any of this yet. Oh,
you can send them an email.
Wait, I gotta talk to these people.
Do it. I will go take a nap. I'll be back.
Oh, snap. That's dumb. It's going to be an instant hang-up if I actually say it. Pick up. 3, 2, 1. Bye. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy, and my co-host, Jimmy Snuggs, who I'm looking at in the studio live, has his head on a pillow with his eyes shut.
I'm here in the studio live.
Yeah.
I'm going to take more dabs.
He's doing dabs. I'm completely sober. I've had an energy drink about it. And water drinks. Of course.
I have a seltzer water. Lime.
Yeah. He's got it going good.
The Whoopi Show.
Weasley Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi.
Every fucking day.
Every day.
RogueServer.com.
At RogueServer.com/Whoopi.
Go there.
Pre-recorded.
Go there every single day.
Potentially on juniorrat.com, but we don't know.
If you go to juniorrat.com, there's
a scam.
Link.
It's a scam.
There's a link to another site on juniorrat.com. You should check that other site out.
Oh, juniorrat.com's a scam, though, because I use the AI. It says it's a scam.
Oh, well, the AI is a scam.
Oh.
Sorry to break it to you like this, I guess.
No, AI is real.
It's my turn, your turn? Whose turn?
I think it's my turn, but if you want to go,
I won't.
Oh,
you should go. No, you should go. I'm done.
Okay.
Bill.
Hey, Bill. I went on juniorrat.com and it said it was a scam.
I don't know.
Oh, I used Google's AI to, like, go on juniorrat.com and it said it's, like, a scam. But is it real there?
I don't know. I think you dialed some wrong number.
Oh, this is Bill's truck stop, right?
Yeah, that's a Bill's truck stop.
Yeah, you're Bill? Or Will? William? Or Billiam?
No, just...
Oh.
No, there is no William, yeah.
Are you John? Or Joe?
No.
Or Jake? My name is Jake Feathers. Oh, you hung up. He didn't like any of those words in any of the orders I said it at him to be for, like, .com. I'm your host, Whoopi. It's the Weasley Whoopi Show, live on RogueServer.com. It is currently September 18th, 2025, 10:15 and 48 seconds post-meridian time, Eastern Standard Time. Does that count? Does it count? I don't know. Oh, if you want to make calls, you can join the Mumble, mumble.rogueserver.com. And that just instantly hung up. That's cool. I'll just put a big no. I need fucking like 1,000 different screens and monitors and things. I want a touch screen. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Is this Sonic?
It is.
I had been in there, and it was different. Are you okay?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Oh, you sound like you're talking through a sock or something. I'm sorry.
How can I help you?
I'm sorry. I come down there with Fancy the Squirrel and we got like a meal and we're not sure like how it works.
What do you mean for her?
Oh, we had ordered like a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
style?
We don't have a hot dog style. We have an American, which is ketchup, mustard, relish, and onion. We have a chili and cheese.
Yeah. We got a hot dog style sandwich, and we don't know how it works. What? My phone sucked, and I don't think I have any Sonic ideas. Naples Cafe. Join the mumble, 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 join the mumble. Join the mumble, join the mumble. If you're listening, you can join the mumble. And you can make calls. And you can hear the show 15 seconds before anyone else does. Which is pretty good.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Hey, I got food from you guys, and these dogs are going wild over it, so I don't know how to do it. Do I just give it to them? Do I break it off into little chunks? Or... They're harmonizing. Oh my goodness. I don't know. All right, I love you. Bye. Oh, leaving voicemails is fun. I need touch screens. That's what I need. I need touch screens. I need to touch stuff.
Hi, thanks for calling Buffalo Wild Wings. Looking to place an order but don't have time to wait? You can order anytime online at buffalowildwings.com or on the Buffalo Wild Wings app. If you need to speak with a Buffalo Wild Wings team member, we will be with you shortly. If calling to check on hours of operations, the most current hours are updated on our website and on Google.
Yeah.
Be sure to enjoy our Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every Tuesday, get buy one, get one half off on our traditional wings. And on Thursdays, it's buy one, get one free boneless wings. Offer applies to same size orders only. Some exclusions may apply. Thanks for holding. For a faster way to order, you can place your order at BuffaloWildWings.com or using the Buffalo Wild Wings app. When you order online, you can find...
I'm sorry. No one is available to take your call. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Fuck you! Fuck you, you fucker! I'm Whoopi, your host. Welcome to Weasley Whoopi Show. I'm Whoopi, your Weasley host, and we have live in the studio with us Jimmy Snuggs. If you know him in the sheets, that is how you know him. I am...
Hey boy.
Yeah.
Babe.
James. Oh, we had a missed call from that Sonic we just called. I think it's your turn, is it?
Yep.
This is Backspace. How can I help you?
The Backspace?
Hello?
Hello? Can we just start over real quick? Who am I calling?
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's at the Meter Run.
Zaxby's, how's it going tonight? What are y'all doing down there?
Huh? We are... What do you mean by that?
Well, I was just down there, and it just seemed like everybody was kind of, blasé about it.
Who is this?
Oh, it's your boy, James Snug. I was just down there, and like I said, everyone, it just seemed kind of blasé about it.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar.
Is Zaxby's like whiz bangs? It's like I said, everyone was just kind of blasé about it. And I just
wanted to know, is that the vibe?
Well, no, like, I was down there, and, like, everyone was just kind of blasé. Like, they were all just kind of blasé. Like, I was trying to be friendly and cordial, and, like, I just kind of, like, it wasn't necessarily like I got an attitude, but it was almost like I got the absence of an attitude. They were just kind of blasé about it.
I'm very sorry about that. Did the person you interacted with, did they have a name tag on it?
Oh, no, I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I don't really know how to read good, so, like...
Okay.
That kind of stuff usually bums me out, because I think about how, like, I wish I could read it. But I just don't understand what it is. But, like, no, like, it wasn't... They weren't rude or mean or, like, it wasn't anything bad. I was just trying to figure out, like, is that the vibe? Like, Zaxby's is just kind of, like... That's if you know, you know, itig yittig, if you don't know, you don't go style.
No, absolutely not. I'm so sorry you had that experience. Our staff is usually very friendly and joyful.
I had a great experience. Everything was pleasant. I enjoyed my time. But, like, I don't know, everybody just kind of seemed, like, blasé about it. Like, they kept... But
okay,
they were nice,
definitely...
they were friendly, they said thank you and please, and like, when I had to put my pin in, they said please, and everyone got an A+ in customer service. The just overall vibes, like, it's not even necessarily the employees, but the customers, they were just, everyone was kind of blasé about it, and so I was wondering, what are you guys doing down there?
I'm not sure. Everything's normal to me.
That's
there anything
cool.
you'd like me to do?
Well, is there a customer I could talk to?
A customer?
Yeah, like, could I talk to a customer for a sec?
Unfortunately not.
At the counter?
At 10, our dine closes, and there's no one in our drive-thru.
Oh, jeez. Alright. Well, I guess if you could just... The next drive-thru customer, if you could just give them a shout-out from Jimmy Snug, that would mean a lot to me.
Okay. I can do that.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate you. What are you going to say?
I'm not sure, but I'll figure it out when they get here. I'll give them a shout-out.
You can say something like, James sends his regards.
Sure, I can do that.
All right. Gonna confuse the hell out of them.
Okay.
Gonna be awesome. Alright. Just try not to laugh when you say it. Hard. I know.
Okay.
Alright, homie. You have a great night. It was wonderful talking to you. But next time I come down there, I hope it's not such a blasé attitude. Blasé fair, if you will.
Okay, we'll try our best not to be blasé.
Alright, straight up, that's cool. What's playing in there right now? What's that song? That's some Justin Bieber?
I'm so sorry, one of my staff is talking to me. Sorry, what was your question?
I was asking about the music that was playing, if it's Justin Bieber.
The music in our dime?
Yeah, I can hear it, like, in this phone. I was just curious.
Oh. So, when our dine closes, our back of house plays a little music. I think one of our staff... I'm in the office right now. I think one of our staff has the phone picked up front.
Oh. Are they listening too? Can I say hi to them? Oh, it's the weekend? I thought it's already, it's Thursday. I guess we're there.
Unfortunately, I can't. They're all working with, all right. Right now. Why is
it like this? You see that movie Uncut Gems? The Weeknd is in that. Oh man, The Weeknd's in that movie. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's been lovely talking with you, but I do have to go as the manager of the store.
Go do your work, but like the next time I come down there, it's not gonna be blasé fare, or I'm gonna be sad.
Okay, we'll do our best to make sure that's not the case.
All right, well, I'll be out there dumpster diving when you guys close, so I'll see you later.
Okay, have a great night.
All right, good night. Dude, what was that?
I don't know, she was cool about it, though.
What even is a Zaxby's?
I didn't know what it was. I guess it's a chicken place.
The chicken place.
I don't know what any of these are.
I have no idea what Zaxby's is, so I was just kind of like, don't know what to do.
That lady was pretty cool, though. You have to agree. There's one thing.
She was very nice.
We can all agree on that. Lady was nice. Nice and cordial.
When she left, just started laughing. Like, that's the second person tonight that I've just made laugh uncontrollably.
Alright, gas station. I got the sock on the microphone live on rigzor.com/wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. JuniorAd.com.
Good evening, Harmontown. John speaking. Let me help you.
Hi, Dor. Because I had gotten the gasoline. Wait, do you guys sell a pantyhose there? Or like a wire hanger? No. I don't know what I'm saying at these people. Let's just mark this as... No. I was not prepared. Live on rogueserver.com/wuppy. Like that.
How can I help you?
Hi, Sheets. Do you sell the pantyhose?
Excuse me?
Pantyhose? Do you have them there?
No.
About a wire hanger? Or an embroidery hoop? Hi, an embroidery hoop? I need these things.
Man can't get his embroidery hoop. Can't get his sheets.
I can't even get
wigs.
I can't even get. I can't get nothing done here. That counts as not a call. So I'm just put that as no. Now I want. I need pantyhose and embroidery hoop or a wire hanger for a pop filter. Cause the sock's good. The sock's good, but it impedes the audio a little bit.
A little bit. Not bad.
Sock's good, though. This is British Petroleum. Thank you. live at rogueserver.com. I'm Wuppy.
Unmute Tiff.
Oh, no shit. Tiff, you're unmuted.
Calling Sheets, how can I help you?
Hi, do you, Tiff, Jimmy, you want to talk to them?
Yo, what up, Sheets? You got them sandwiches?
Hi.
You got them sandwiches right now?
What's that?
You got them sandwiches down there, Sheets?
We make sandwiches, yes.
That's right. I got a slushy machine.
A what?
A slushy machine?
Yeah, we have slushy machine.
Oh my god, y'all rule. You got rolling papers down there?
Yes.
Oh my god, you're making my night. This place sounds magical. Alright, what a bitch.
What a bitch. Oh, God forbid there's magic. God forbid there's magic in the world.
I was setting it all up. I needed the sandwiches, the rolling papers, and the slushies. Me and the gang, we're gonna come down and film a rap video.
God forbid there's magic in the world.
But no magic, because she just hangs it up.
Can you call back the place that hung up on you, Whoopi, when you asked about pantyhose the first time?
Oh, man.
Can I?
Oh, which one was
they
that?
This is his wife.
I just go down the list.
You keep going down the list.
Actually, I'm going up the list.
You keep doing it.
It's Tiff's turn. Tiff has to do a call.
I forget which one that was.
2 ago?
Call up one. The racist Sheets and ask them why they called you the N-word.
I don't need anything special. I was just trying to help you get your pantyhose.
Because I need
it. I'm appalled. The other truckers are making fun of how your CB sounds, so...
I don't know what this number is, but I
move along. It's okay.
Genuinely, don't know which one that was. Do you want to talk to people?
Give me 2 minutes and then I'll come talk to people.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden in Statesville, where our spacious rooms, restaurant and bar, and flexible meeting spaces are waiting for you. For an existing or previous reservation, please press 1. For new room reservations, please press 2. For group sales and events, please press 3. For all other needs, please press 0 or remain on the line.
You are being transferred to
this idea,
the operator.
That's, think Dragomir and Wasted idea from a while ago. But in reverse. Yes.
Thank you for choosing Hilton Garden in Statesville. This is Gloria. How can I help you?
Hey, Gloria. I found like a bowl of soup in my room, and it's really, really hot. It's like really, really hot.
Excuse me?
I found a bowl of soup in my room, and it's really, really hot. What the... Okay, if you say there's a hot bowl of soup in your room, that's a hang up. Live on the air at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I have to go again. That was nothing. Because cold soup for a lukewarm...
Your phone rings weird this day, so how may I help you?
Hi, States. Is it ringing still? What's up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it rang again. Did you hear that ring? Because I'm staying here and I found like a bowl of soup in the hallway and it's really, really hot. I just don't understand like how that is. That's a hang up too. She confused me with that extra ring. Alright. Fuck. What strike am I on now? Is this strike three?
You're out.
Oh, I'm out. Jimmy, you have to talk now.
Oh, God damn it.
Or Tiff.
I mean, it's I'll go for it, but I mean...
I'll go after him.
Said she needed two minutes.
Thanks.
Couldn't get 2 minutes out of those strikeouts. Sorry, where do we see what happens with me and my non-existent ideas?
Thank you for calling the State Courtyard. How can I help you?
What's up, y'all got that junior rat down there?
I didn't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What'd you need?
Alright, yeah, I was wondering, y'all got that junior rat down there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, junior rat with the Cheshire and Fancy the Squirrel and shit?
No.
You don't know about that? The promotion?
No, sir. No.
You haven't heard anything about the junior rat promotion?
No, I don't.
Well, what the fuck, man? Come on. Like, get with the times. Like, junior rat, Fancy the Squirrel, the Cheshire, they're all gonna be there, like, next Thursday, I think, and there was, like, a promotion. They were giving out, like, posters and 3D glasses.
Not that I'm aware of.
Dude, come on. You're breaking my balls, brother.
No. If I don't know, if I haven't been told anything about it, then I don't have any information on it.
You want to go smoke a joint about it?
What'd you say?
I was going to say we could go outside and smoke a joint. And I'll show you on my phone.
No.
It's like the junior rat promotion with the Cheshire and Fancy the Squirrel.
Nope.
You don't know about that?
No, not at all.
It must be like a secret menu kind of thing, you know? Like an if you know, you know kind of event. There's going to be like a signing and everything.
No, I have no idea.
Damn, man. They really keep you in the dark down there, huh?
They must. I have another phone call coming in.
Can I talk to him? Just, like, pick it up and put my phone to the phone.
I like hearing about Fancy the Squirrel.
Fancy the Squirrel's pretty cool.
He reminds me of a guy.
Hotel?
I think this is a hotel. I don't
motel,
know.
Motel, Holiday Inn.
Tits, bitch, fuck.
If your girl starts acting up, can you take her friend? Come on, pick up.
Hello?
Burger King. Is this the hotel? Burger King, oh my.
Huh?
I fancy I called the wrong building. However, maybe you could help me. Father told me to seek out the local feed dealer, as his advice might be the best and most reliable about my trip.
What a fucking... Oh, she hung up.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, it sounded like there was a fight breaking out in the background of that call.
It did sound lively.
It really sounded like there was a fight breaking out. That's probably why they hung up. She called back.
I'm gonna call. I have an idea.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna call. Whoopi, I'm gonna talk
has
to
an
him.
Idea, everybody.
It's not a good idea.
Okay.
It's an idea that's already been done.
Oh.
I'm just gonna say it though.
Welcome to Burger King.
Hi, I'm the guy who got hit with the stick there. What do I do about it? Do I have to talk to you?
I'm sorry?
I got hit with a stick at your Burger King. I don't know what to do.
Hello, Burger King.
Hi, I got hit with a stick there, I think. I don't know what to do. I got hit with a stick.
You got hit with a what?
Stick. Like from a tree.
A number three?
Yeah, I got hit with a stick.
You got hit with a number three?
A stick. You know, like from a tree. I was hit with it. I was struck.
Hey, you sound like a Decepticon. You like number three? Like, I can't.
Hi.
What about the customer?
Hi. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Autobots, roll out.
Wow.
That guy was rude as hell.
I am not a Decepticon.
But he's smart.
Yeah.
He's passionate.
I was hit with a number three.
Were hit with a number three. That's the funniest thing I think I've heard almost all night.
All right, I don't know what this
Thank
is.
Thank you for calling the Cookout Customer Service Department.
Cookout Customer Service.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I mean, who's going?
Tiff, do you want to go or do you want a hotel? Or?
It's Tiff's turn.
I could do it.
Okay.
I've been to one of these once upon a time.
Oh.
Cookout Headquarters, this is Zori speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Zori. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I got a meal earlier, and I'm the one who got hit with a stick. I ordered the taco things and the burrito and the Doritos bag, and then they hit me with a stick.
What?
Yeah, so, I'm okay, sorry. I was told that they would leave a message with you. It's
no,
perfectly
you're fine.
Okay.
So you got hit with a stick? Like, what kind of stick?
Like from a tree, like the kind that you throw dogs at. It kind of looks like a Decepticon, and maybe it was because I was, I don't know, it was unusual. But the service was really good.
Gotcha.
I was there with my dog.
So they threw a stick at you?
Yeah, the end of the stick was still wet, but the Doritos walking taco thingy snack was very good. But I was told to call you and let you know, and that you would know what to do. No
okay,
one has called in.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, I'm Stick Lady.
Okay.
I'm Dragonmere's other daughter. Yeah. Yeah. He adopted me, but he didn't want me. I'm with his son. It's still fine. We're still a family.
Do you know this is a recorded line?
Do I know if it was under a recorded line?
Do you know if...
No, I was in the drive-thru. I don't know. And then they booped me with a stick. It was... I think... Sure, go ahead. Still sticky. No, they don't know. This lady doesn't know about the stick. I don't know what to do.
Stick.
Stick with sticklies. I might need a dog. I might need some glass. I don't know. Nobody knows.
Glass?
Ah!
Alrighty. Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, my name is Angela Swanson.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay.
I was at Swansbury in Maryland. I was at Swansbury in Maryland. On Salisbury Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like they just kind of like they opened up the window just a little bit and they booped me with a stick and the stick juice got in my hair. It's still a little bit sticky, but it's okay. And then I pulled the stick out and I gave it to my dog. And then they did still give me my meal.
Okay. All right. And then do you happen to have the meal, like the ticket number?
I can call you back with that. But again, I don't know, everything except for the stick thing was really normal and nice. The person I spoke with on the drive-through was really nice, and my food was hot. Has anybody else, had a stick experience? Maybe they were being, I don't know, maybe it wasn't an employee. It kind of seemed like people were fighting, and maybe it wasn't an employee, but they kind of just kind of moved right along. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you speak with the manager there?
Oh, I did, and then they gave me this phone number. You are corporate, yes?
Yes, this is, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I was just wondering if the manager, was able to solve the situation or anything like that.
I think they were a little bit breathy, and they just kind of handed me a business card. The manager, he acted like he didn't believe me in front of the other guests, but then when I was walking out to the parking lot, he acted like he believed me, and he gave me the card with your number. He said he's Dragonmira's son. The manager was kind of an asshole, in the dining room, but then he was, really sweet outside. I think he was trying to not create, a panic.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So what I can do for you, and what we do here, for the inconvenience, we go ahead and issue vouchers. Just for the inconvenience.
Okay.
And now this would be just a tray voucher for the inconvenience, and hopefully that you have a better experience next time. Does that sound like something
you'd
like to
do? I'm at the university nearby, so that would be helpful. You could send it to, do you have, it's going to be email? I think he was stressed out.
It's going to be
an
address.
Anger, Oh, the address. So, I'm a student right now, and I don't have an actual mailing address. There's no way to do it through email?
There is not. Unfortunately, everything is strictly through address.
Oh, my God. There is no way to do it through email? Oh, sorry.
No.
I've had a long day in the stick thing. How about a fax machine?
No, there's not. It's just email. Not email. I'm sorry. Just the address.
Oh, okay. There is email. Okay. Yeah, he kept referring. Oh God, the arboreal pervert. God, the arboreal pervert was just smack, smack. He was like, it's a birch. And then I was like, I think it's a pine tree. I'm going to school at the Salisbury University. Can you just send it to the Salisbury University for me, maybe the front desk?
Yeah, do you have an address?
Yeah, one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? It's 1101.
Mm-hmm.
Camden Ave.
Camden?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay, what's the zip code?
Hold on one second. I'm looking at my papers from school because, I'm here from North Carolina. 21801, and then just do forward to student Carolyn Marsh.
Okay, is that your name, Carolyn Marsh?
Yeah, that's my Christian name. And they can get it to me.
All right. Okay, I got everything I need. I'm going to go ahead and send this out to you in the mail. It should take a few days,
sure,
but it shouldn't take long, okay?
Sure. All righty. Okay, all right. Bless you. Bless the sticks and all the dogs in the world and you're a beautiful lady, and I love you. Thank you for all your help. I know it's weird. It was weird for me. I was scared. The dog was scared. I think the manager was scared. Shush, Barkley. Sorry, my dog's scared still. I think he keeps hearing me talk about the stick. And Barkley, shush.
Gotcha. All right, well, you have a good rest of your night, okay?
Okay, sweetie. Okay, honey. All right. I love you.
Thank you.
All right, I love you. Bye.
Is that legal? Bye. Is that legal? What just happened?
I don't know.
Is that legal?
I'm not sure.
It feels illegal.
somebody's getting free food?
Someone's getting coupons.
I'm disappointed in you, Tiff. You didn't say the sandwich man not once.
Sandwich man? I was looking in the chat. I didn't see sandwich man.
I was trying so hard. I wanted you to get it addressed to the sandwich man.
In Mumble or Rogue? Oh.
Places.
No. You're listening live at rogueserver.com/whoopee. I don't know if that was legal to get coupons sent, but I don't think anyone cares, so whatever.
Just ate a bunch of spicy goldfish. They were spicy.
Oh, snap.
That's one of their things at that place. They do, like, food inside of a Doritos bag, and they call it, like, their walking snack.
Yeah, walking taco.
That's how I sold it.
That, but...
You gotta do it.
Sounds good.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this is. That's an 866 number. I should have known that was a fucking toll-free corporate line. But I didn't. Because I'm a dummy. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh my god, this dog's going crazy. You heard it here, you heard it here first, folks. The dog went crazy. It's biting at ankles. Is this the food place?
Yes, this is Taco Bell.
I went there and I got food and I got hit with a stick along the way. I don't know what to do about it.
You got hit with a stick?
Yeah.
So on the way of you coming to Taco Bell, you got hit with a stick on your way here?
Yeah.
Your way back home?
Yeah, I like both times.
So, not trying to be rude, but why are you calling here for that?
Isn't it your priority to make sure I'm nice and safe and stuff?
To make sure that you're safe?
Yeah, well, I'm ordering.
Okay. Another thing. Not trying to be rude, why would you call Taco Bell if you wanted to make sure you were safe?
Because I went there and I got hit with a stick.
You got hit with a stick?
Yeah.
Isn't that something you should talk about to the police?
I don't think I have enough damage or evidence about it to prove it what happened. I have stick marks on me, but it doesn't seem like it's good enough for... And I don't want to press charges anyways. I just want to make sure people are safe there.
We can't really do anything about that.
It might have been an oak stick, because it was kind of like a hardwood. Or a birch stick.
A hardwood stick?
Yeah. They hit me with it.
Okay, and why are you calling her for that?
It was like right on my arm. Well, because I don't know if that's something that's normal at Taco Bell. I just don't want to avoid going there if I'm going to get hit with a stick again.
Okay, and you're not answering my question. Why'd you call here?
I got hit with a stick. I just want to, make sure that's not a common occurrence. Because I'd go there more often, but now the whole getting hit with a stick thing has put me off of going back there.
Hit with what stick? Like, what stick are you talking about? Like a wooden stick?
Yeah, from a tree. You whipped me with it?
Well, I'm sorry. Well, we can't do nothing about that.
Out of the drive-thru?
You would have to call the police.
The police?
Yeah.
So if someone's hitting people with a stick out there, I have to call the police and you won't do anything about it?
Yeah, because what is there we can do? I mean, I don't understand.
You could trespass the guy with the stick off your property. If someone's on your property hitting people with sticks, you could definitely trespass them. I don't think anyone's gonna be upset about that, except maybe the guy with the stick. I counted the rings in this tree is probably about 2 or 3 years old.
Okay, well, we ain't really. You're the first person who called about you running into a stick. So.
Oh, I ran into
it. It isn't common over here.
Oh. So I am safe to order again then?
Huh?
I am safe to order again then? Whenever I go to Taco Bell and I order a taco meal?
Because you got hit with a stick?
Yeah, can you help me finger the stick man? Pick him out?
I don't think we can do that.
Because I have pictures of a lot of people there, and I think one of them does have a stick on him. Okay. Doesn't that seem reasonable to you?
Huh?
Doesn't that seem... Because he had, a uniform on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looked, professional.
I'm sorry?
He looked professional, that's his job to hit people with a stick style? And, coveralls?
No.
No? So
you're
gonna blame me about it then, huh?
I'm not blaming you on anything. I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Ow! The stick.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It could have, burst a blood vessel in my arm. He was trying to smack my fingers, too. If you're covering for the stick man, I don't care. Just, if he's there and doing that stuff, you need to get rid of him.
Well, he's not here.
Okay.
There's no stick man here.
All right, there's no stick man there?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
All right, just make sure there's totally not the stick man there, because if the stick man you don't know about, if you definitely don't know about the stick man, just make sure he's not there, okay?
Is this some sort of joke?
I get what you're saying. I don't know the stick man, wink, wink, but I think you do know the stick man, and I just don't want to be, struck with the stick again.
Sir, is this some kind of joke?
What's the funny part? I got hit with a stick?
No.
It's annoying.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just
it didn't
confused
hurt. It was just annoying.
I'm just really confused.
I'm confused, too. It's not every day you get hit with a stick and you're, ordering a taco.
No.
It's like a stick.
That doesn't happen over here.
It happened to me.
And I'm sure if you got hit with a stick on your way back from Taco Bell, I'm sure a regular person would call the police and not the store, because we're not responsible for what you hit.
I didn't hit it. It hit me. There you go, blaming me again for getting hit with a stick. It just doesn't make sense.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, what would... Yeah.
So if I get hit with a stick, it's my fault, is what you're saying. Or if a stick hits me, it's my fault.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I mean, if you got hit with a stick, I mean, I'm not blaming you on that. I'm just saying, I'm just confused on why you would call it Taco Bell if you got hit with a stick. Because ain't got nothing to do with that. Maybe if you got hit with a stick on our premises of Taco Bell, maybe, because...
Yeah.
We're on a property. You understand what I'm saying?
It happened there. It happened after I left. It happened when I got home.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can't really do nothing about that. That's something you're going to have to talk to the police or something.
Well, if it happened on your property, you can for sure trespass the guy. I mean, it seems reasonable to me to trespass someone if we're hitting people with sticks. Off a tree.
What do you mean, trespass?
Tell people, hey, get out of here, style?
I don't know.
If I went in there and I started hitting people with a stick, you'd trespass me. I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't do that. That's not... No, I don't... No, I would... I'm not... I'm peaceful. I'm good. I'm normal.
Yeah, I don't know, sir. I'm gonna be so real with you. I do not...
Well, tell your friends stop hitting people with the stick. That's just all I have to say about it. And if I just, because he seemed like he's having fun about it, and no malice in his heart. But if he's, you can't be doing that. That's not, someone could get hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, it's like a bindle without the handle, or the handkerchief.
Well, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm sure. Make sure to call the police if you really did get hit with a stick. You know.
Well, he looked like he was having fun. I don't want to take that away from him. He's giggling.
All right, sir. Is there anything else would you like to ask before I hang up this call?
Buckshot. Hey, you want to say something, Jimmy?
Whoa. Hello?
Yes.
I've been here this whole time. I've been listening. This is the AT&T operator. I'm here just listening, making sure on the line everything's on the up and up. And
okay.
I just wanted to say personally that the sandwich man sends his regards.
Okay. Well, Pama, you having a good night, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I am having a good night. It is okay. You have a great one.
I love you, man.
All right. Love you too.
Keep it hyphy, dog.
Peace.
Loving you.
What was that?
Oh,
it was Taco Bell. It was Taco Bell. I got hit with the stick.
Oh. You got hit with the stick at Taco Bell, ladies.
Yeah. You know, it happens to the best of us. Oh, where's... Oh, did Tiff leave?
Oh.
Aw. I think we're gonna wrap it up around here.
Around here? Okay. Last calls?
Yeah, last calls. If you want to make calls, join the Mumble live at mumble.rogueserver.com. We are currently live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy, and with the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live in the studio. We're looking at each other. I just gave him a snap and a thumbs up, finger gun style. And how does he respond?
Yep. Oh, I flipped him off.
That's
classic. My middle finger in the air.
Like you just don't care?
And I'm holding on to my junk with my free hand.
Oh. He's doing it. He's like...
Real stuff. Real shit.
Gesturing.
You don't even know.
There's some good that happened today. We got someone some coupons. Live. Not sure if that's legal, though. I need to be prepared to adjust the dials. If I had it all, like, physical. I got a touch screen. Right, that's... I know that's not going to pick up, or it's going to take about 10,000 years. Okay.
Thank you for calling Papa John's. We're sorry, but this store is currently closed.
Oh, that's what that was. That was a Papa John's. Shit, I hope some of these are open. I made this list.
Papa John's.
Papa John's. Fuck, I'm gonna get Canadian.
BC Rich John's.
Oh, he said, you can't say the words Papa John said.
I can say whatever I want.
You'll get fired from
I choose not to say those words. Live on the air at rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
It's your co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, with the regular host, Whoopi. Oh, Weasley
Sandwich Man himself.
Sandwich Man. I got hit with a stick.
Sandwich Man.
Ow.
He hit you with that stick.
Stick stuff.
Some real shit. Real shit.
Yeah, live on the air at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's Easily Wuppy Show. We have Jimmy Scruggs, co-host of the co-most.
The guy who's a fucking dickhead.
He's
a real
a dickhead.
Piece of shit.
Piece
Fuck
of shit.
That guy.
Fuck that guy. Live in the studio. If you do it like fuck that guy style, be aware his name is Jimmy Snuggs in the sheets. Canadian.
You hate me. Just realize I hate myself more.
Thank you for calling the Wheel Inn Motel. Did you know you can save big by booking online? Simply visit our website at www.wheelinn.ca. That's www.whelinn.ca and use coupon code Canada at checkout to save $10. Please dial 4 or stay on the line to speak with the next available agent.
Man's making my fucking head spin with his dogs.
I think she said stay on the line.
I'm sorry, our front desk is currently closed. If this is an emergency or your house...
GFYS. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I should have turned that down. It was kind of loud. I need to just turn...
Kind of loud on the Wuppy Show with Wuppy on rogueserver.com/Wuppy.
I'm your host, Wuppy. Sorry we
He's
missed
the
your call. Oh my god, you can help by, jumping. Go jump out a window about it. I'm becoming more violent and aggressive, and I don't think that's good. It's all in good fun. Don't do it.
Cool if we have a special guest last call.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
Just saying.
Just
pretty
saying.
Cool. Would be pretty cool, just saying.
Live. You can join the mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. Maybe it could be you as the last guest, special style. Fuck, these fuckers better pick up, goddammit, son of a bitch.
Maybe you're already on the mumble.
No.
Ah!
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I coming through?
Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, whose turn was it? It was... My turn?
Your turn.
Okay. I'm not even on drugs. I'm just that forgetful.
Did I get a last call? No.
It picked up and
we
then it
tried
hung
to
up.
Call and then it hung up and...
It's Jimmy's turn. I can't.
Yeah.
The fucking Canadian hotels, goddammit.
Alright. Okay.
I'm just gonna start chucking dog. Wolfie! I wouldn't throw a dog. Live on the air at rogueserver.com.
Hello?
Gang Hello? Shit, what's good? Yo, Yodi Gang, how's it going? It's your boy, James Scruggs. I'm up here in my room, I'm taking these fat globby dabs, and I was just thinking, like, has anybody complained that I've been up here for a while, just, like, smoking blunts and globbing it up? Or, you
What's
think we're good? I'm not sure, man, I'm really baked, like, I got here hours ago, they told me then, and, like, I got up to my room.
Oh, this fucking guy!
What, did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up. What a fucker. What a fucker.
Ow.
My thoughts on society have gone downhill ever since the start of this show.
Welcome to the show.
I lost my faith in humanity today.
The loss of Whoopi sanity, the show.
Yeah, my faith in humanity. God damn it. These fucking people. And not like that style, just like humanity people. We're equal opportunity here at Wuppy Show. at O Weasley Whoopi every September 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Whoopi. Jimmy Scruggs in the studio live.
Jane.
If you know, you know.
I think I'm here too.
The Leaf man.
Leaf is here, gonna do a last call here on the show. Because my last call was bogus.
I'm going to type in the notes, no, no, and then I'm going to type fucker. Wait, no, no, colon, fucker. There we go.
Colon, fucker.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you're going to read it differently.
I'm swearing a lot. The swear jar is getting full.
Good evening, courtyard by Marriott Saskatoon. This is Tirth. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Is it my turn? Hello, sir. What's your name?
My name is Tirth.
Tilt. That's a very cool name. How do you spell that? But don't mind me asking for later.
How may I help you?
First of all, you can help me by spelling your first and last name. Maybe just your first name. I don't even know your last name. I am in the hotel, though. How do you spell that? In the alphabet? Tilt?
So it's T as in Tango. I as in India. R as in Romeo. T as in Tango. H as in Henry.
Beautiful, sir. That is a beautiful name. I'm just up here in the room. And we're smoking, sir. We're smoking a lot. We're doing magic tricks. One of my friends just made a cigarette disappear in his nose, and it's looking really cool. I'm pretty sure it's going to be okay. Do you guys smell it down there or anything? Turth?
Sorry, who am I talking with? I'm unable to understand your request. Are you staying in our hotel, or do you want to make any reservation?
I'm touching the desk, but I don't know how to turn it.
Which desk are you touching in?
The second one?
Hello?
Like the one on the left? Hello?
Yeah, are you in the lift?
Turth, I'm on the lift.
I'm unable to hear you properly. Can you repeat it again?
Turth, I'm on the lift.
Oh, you are in the lift?
I'm lifting up. We're going up. Whee! Can you hear it? We're smoking. Up in the lift. Oh my god. There's a lot of steam up in here. We're making it smoky.
Watch out for that steam, dude.
Holy Oh! Whoa!
I told you.
Dude, get that steam away from me.
Wait, okay.
I'm trying to take my blinker here. Whew. Okay, I think we made it to the room, sir. We're almost here, at least. I don't know. It's kind of a long lift ride. Do you know how many lifts do you guys have? It's kind of dark in here.
What's your name, sir?
Tilt.
And which room are you staying in?
I think I'm like, it's in a, it's like dark. I can't see.
Whatever you are saying, I'm unable to understand it, first of all.
It's dark, sir.
It's dark up in here.
It's really dark up in here.
Sorry?
Like, color? No color. It's completely black, pitch black, darkness. Like, nighttime. It's like nighttime in here, sir. Then it's, like, my room is nighttime, and it's flushing. I'm flushing the toilet right now, but I think that's all I can find. What else is around me? Is there a skateboard nearby? There's more steam. God damn it, the steam following me everywhere. Sir, have you seen the steam before? The steam seems very prevalent around this hotel. There's a junior rat, sir. He's using my my little fingerboard. His tail is the only light source for glowing. That's how I'm being able to see the toilet right now. I think I just broke a bone. I don't think it was my bone. How the fuck did a bird get in here? There's a pit pig. He's fighting with the bird now. And I think that there's a cat going along the way. And he's looking at the situation. He's all eyeballed up, too.
Oh, that made him hang up. I'm sorry if I ruined your call with the fucking sound effects. If you want to try again.
No, that's awesome. No, I like that. Thank you.
That's what we do here. I did pump your audio up to the fucking thing, but you do sound fine to me. You sound like perfectly fine.
I put my microphone in my mouth, man. That guy totally could hear me.
This fucking guy. Jesus Christ.
It's a liar.
I'm sorry if I'm like excessively angry tonight. It's not real anger. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. It's currently August 18th, 2025, 11:19 and 8 seconds post Meridian time, Eastern Standard. If you're listening, you're listening live. Hey, did Jimmy do?
Yeah, it was a bust, remember?
Oh, do you want to try again?
Yeah, I guess I'll try one more.
Alright, Jimmy will try again. Live on the air. Whoopi in the studio. Got the sock on the microphone as an impromptu pop filter. People are picking up phones.
Sometimes.
If you want to make a call, mumble.rigserver.com.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus Airport Inn & Suites Saskatoon. If you know the room number of the guest you are trying to reach, please press 7 followed by the room number. Press 1 for the front desk, reservations, and shuttle.
Number.
Press 2 for the sales department.
We can drive you.
Press 3 for the assistant general manager.
Try a room number.
Press 4 for the general manager.
123. Oh.
They're busy.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus Airport Inn & Suites Saskatoon. If you know the room number of the guest you are trying to reach, please press 7 followed by the room number. Press 1 for the front desk.
112.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, front desk it is.
Yeah.
It is fun to talk to rooms, though.
It's fun, yeah. I'm going to ask them the same thing I would ask the room.
Oh, especially Canadian people. They're pretty chill.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus Airport Inn and Suites Saskatoon. If you know the room number of the...
Thank you for calling Best Western Plus Airport Inn and Suites, where we invite you to book your next stay and feel truly at home. We're conveniently located at 317 Arrow Green Crescent.
Good evening, and thank you for calling Best Western Plus Airport Inn and Suites. Am I able to put you on hold, please?
I mean, I'd really rather you didn't, but as long as it's not too long.
No, it'd just be a matter of moments. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll give her her moments.
Hey,
we'll
just... hey, this song rules.
Thank you for calling Best Western Plus Airport.
Oh, they ruined it.
Where we invite you to
fucking.
That song was good.
We're conveniently located at 317 Arrow Green Crescent, right next to the John G. Diefenbaker International Airport in Saskatoon. We appreciate your phone call and your patience. Please stay on the line, and a guest services representative will be happy to assist you when we return to the line. Thank you for calling Best Western Plus Airport Inn and Suites.
It's secrets.
Where we invite you to book your next day.
It'll whisper because it's secrets.
We're
I put you on hold right quick. There's I got to tell secrets
right
about you.
John G. Diefenbaker International Airport in Saskatoon.
John D. Diefenbaker.
We appreciate you.
Sorry for that hold. How can I help you?
That's all right. I was just up here in my room. And I had a thought, and I kind of turned to a question, so I figured I'd ask, what exactly makes it the Best Western? Do you know?
That is, that's just the brand name of the hotel.
Yeah, but like, why? What makes it the best?
Everything.
Okay. Do y'all have like a continental breakfast in the morning there?
Yes.
Okay.
And yep, like, that's from 6 till 9. We have a pool and a hot tub, which is 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. daily.
Right.
We,
right, okay.
Yeah, we offer.
All right, yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't
offer.
Put you on the spot. I just... Like I said, I was in the room and I was like, you know, why is it called Best, the Best Western? What makes it the best? How, what's the credentials, you know? But
yeah.
I mean.
It's just a brand name. Like, it's Best Western. Just like.
Right.
Yeah, like Saskatoon Inn is its own thing. And
yeah.
That's just how it works.
Okay. Well, yeah, for sure.
And that.
I've always had a good experience in the Best Western, but like I said, I was just curious, and I appreciate you, giving your thoughts on the matter, because it really was just kind of one of those curiosities. I didn't think there was necessarily a right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
Just one of those kind of things.
Fine.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So yeah, I'm just going to be up here pondering things for the rest of the night.
Okay. Well, if you do have any more questions, don't hesitate to come down to the desk. Call us back.
All right, will do. You have a great night.
Okay. You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a sweet woman.
Yeah.
Now I'm less angry about the world. There's good people like that in this world, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to do one more call. If anyone wants to make a phone call, join the mumble for the show.
If there's anyone on the mumble editing their show and they want to do a prank call to break up the monotony, they could do it.
Live on RogueServer.com/Whoppy, I'm your host, Whoppy, with my co-host, James Scrugg. It's Whoppy's Weasel Show. I don't know. We don't know why it's called that or the significance of it. It just sounds like another word, if you know what I mean. I feel like I gotta sneeze. Live on the air, I'm gonna sneeze. You heard it here first, folks. A real life sneeze. If you're listening, you're listening live. It's currently September 18th. 2025, 11, 27, and 15 seconds, post meridian, Eastern Standard Time. Calling Kanata.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Saskatoon Inn Hotel and Conference Center. To quickly and efficiently serve you, please choose from the following options. To contact a guest in a guest room or to contact the hotel operator, press 0. If you are part of a group or have a corporate rate and would...
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Calling Saskatoon, how may I assist you?
This is Jake Feathers. I met a man and he offered to hit me with a stick. Can we do it there?
I'm sorry, what is it?
I met a man on AOL.com and he offered to hit me with a stick. Are we allowed to do that there consensually?
Where are you right now?
I'm coming to the hotel, in, like, the parking lot.
You're in the parking lot right now?
Yeah, if we just, he's got a stick and I've got a stick, and we're just going to hit each other with him. Is that all right? Is that allowed?
No, it is not. You're allowed to go out of the hotel premises.
Oh, we just want to make, it's like neutral grounds?
No, that's not allowed. Are you in the parking lot right now? Do you have a reservation here?
I prefer not to answer on the grounds that my answers may tend to incriminate me. But we got like a stick. We got like a trout. We're going to slap each other with a trout and a large whiptail gulper. We're just going to smack the hell out of each other with these things.
I'll send somebody there, okay? Thank you.
Oh, you don't need to. It's okay.
Okay, bye.
We can leave. Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. I think that's it for tonight.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. The show's ended.
If you just tuned in, you missed it.
So you missed it live on rogueserver.com. Sucks to be you. But fear not.
Sucks to be you, man.
It might appear on juniorat.com. We don't know the details. We don't know who operates, who the webmaster of juniorat.com is, but there is a good chance these calls might be there, pre-recorded. In segments, no podcast format yet. It's just files. It's just files in a directory embedded on an HTML page, according to our sources. Live from juniorat.com's headquarters, the webmaster. Thank you for listening to the Whoopi Weasel Show. It's 11:30 in 30 seconds, post meridian, Eastern Standard Time. Play us out. We have music. We have music. We have music. We have live music. Not live music. It's music coming live from a Rogue Server file jockey on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Okay.
File jockey.
I'm the file jockey playing you out. XTC helicopter. Good night. I love you. Brush your teeth. Don't forget to floss.